Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Have you ever been so down and out that you just felt crushed? Have you been extremely depressed? Has life come at you in such a harsh pace that you just felt crushed? Have you ever just felt hopeless and worried? Have you been so desperate you absolutely feared for your life? Or maybe you've gone to church all your life and you've helped out with a lot of stuff, and now one of those situations has happened to you and you just feel left out of the hope. You just feel crushed. Well, Rissa felt that way when she first came to study. She didn't have any friends. Things were pretty dark for her. It was really tough to adjust. And things were really awful for Orissa. But she found hope in Jesus. And in our sermon text today, we find that... You can hit the next slide. We find a Bible hero in John the Baptist who is facing many of the same feelings and crushedness and desperateness. And he reached out to Jesus for help. Our text is from Matthew 11, and you can find that. And I'll read it to you now. When Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went out from there to teach and preach in their cities. Now when John heard in prison about the deeds of the Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" And Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised, and the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me." And as they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind?" So this is the same Bible champion, that same amazing hero, John the Baptist, who was out in the wilderness preaching to so many people in Israel, bringing them back to God, baptizing people, having so many amazing things happen. He even baptized Jesus, heard the heavens open up, and now he's in prison. And in a moment of darkness, he's reaching out to Jesus. And he was in prison. Herod the king, who was known to be a horribly evil and cruel tyrant, wanted him in prison. And prisons weren't like nowadays, where prisoners have rights and there's a hope to rehabilitate the prisoners. It was a dungeon. It was dark. It was nasty. And he probably wasn't going to get out, especially if the king wanted you in there. And so out of fear for his life, John the Baptist reaches out to Jesus. And I think we can feel empathy for him. We can also kind of put ourselves in his place. We can all probably have felt horrible moments in our lives. And we can learn from him that Jesus is always there for us, like he was John the Baptist. As John was in prison, he asked his disciples, "Hey, go ask Jesus, are you the one that we should put all our hope in? Are you the one that can help us?" As Orissa was growing up, maybe you felt like she did. She grew up in a divided household. Things were a combination of love, of hurt, of anger, of care, of trying to be a good daughter, tension, love, wanting to get a good education. There was some strife, some family issues. There were some good times. There were some travels. It was a divided home. And it was really tough for Orissa. See, her mom was a Buddhist, and as she was growing up and getting older, her mom got stronger in her Buddhist traditions and her beliefs. And so she always tried to take her daughters and kids to the Buddhist temple for them to be instructed in the Buddhist way and to follow that. And her dad would try to take them to church. She grew up in Taiwan, where Christianity isn't the majority religion. But as often as he could, he would try to take them to church and try to help them to go to Bible study and kids' instruction. And so there was, as she was growing up, it was like her parents were competing for them, the kids. Buddhist, Christian, Buddhist, Christian. Her mom's family was all Buddhist, and so they would talk, they would try to instill in the kids the Buddhist traditions. And her dad's family was part Christian, part Buddhist. And so as she was growing up, it was often family gatherings were tough because the Buddhist-Christian conflict and the kind of the competing between her mom and dad. But she wanted to be a good Asian daughter and follow her parents. So she went from battles of wanting to be a devout follower of one of those traditions, or maybe even both, to just rebelling and being a complete atheist and going away from mom and dad. It was tough, especially for her brother and her sister. And they had tough times as they were growing up. And as she was getting going along in school, she found that her education was a release. She tried to study more and more, and she tried to be at home less. She would take on more classes, and she would study, and she did really well, and she loved it. She loved studying English and things about the world. And so as she grew up and she did well, she went to high school, she did really well, and then she went into college. She got into a good school, got to go away from home, and she had a great time. So as John the Baptist was reaching out, his disciples find Jesus, and it's a great answer that Jesus gives. He doesn't say, "Hey, look at me, I'm the Christ, look what's going on." Look at me, he says in an amazing way. He says, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news preached to them." So he says, in effect, look at all the wonderful things that are going on in my name. Look at all the wonderful miracles that are happening. And for us today, when we have dark times, we can look around to our brothers and sisters in church. We can look around and see all the wonderful things that are going on in Jesus' name. The wonders, the miracles that happen, those great things that are going on in Jesus' name. That great feeling we have when we come to church, that support, that love, that care. In a few weeks, we'll celebrate Easter and Jesus' victory of death. And that good news is still there for us. His love is still there for us, reaching out. We have that good news, that hope. And John the Baptist reaching out, I think sometimes we might think, well, oh, he probably didn't have any problems. But here, he was such a great Bible champion, such a guy who actually got to see the heavens open up. And he has this horribly dark moment. Just shows you the desperation he was in. That he says to Jesus, "Are you the one? Just need a little glimpse of hope from that dark prison cell. I need a little encouragement." And Jesus gives him that encouragement. Well, as Rissa was graduating from college, she finds out that she to do better in her career, she should go for a master's degree in an English-speaking country because she was studying how to teach English. And so she found out about an exchange program with her university in Taiwan. And so Orissa came to America and she came to Kent. She was all excited. First time ever out of the country. First time away from home. And when she got here, everybody speaks really fast English. And they say things like, "Hey, what's up? What's it going? How you doing?" Things like that. And not, "Hello, how are you?" like they do in the textbooks. And people use all kinds of slang. And so when she first got here, it was really tough for her to get by. And in Taiwan, they have really great public transportation. In Kent, we have a bus, but it's hard because it's all in English and the timing's different. And so she struggled her first few weeks. She also had a roommate that was randomly assigned by the university. And even though they were both international students, it was quickly found that her lifestyle and her goals in life were completely different than Orissa's. And so they conflicted. Also, her apartment kind of looked like this floor. Very bare. She didn't really have any comfy chairs or tables to study with. So it didn't really feel much like a home. So she was struggling her first few weeks. But then she heard of a furniture fair, and she wasn't really sure who was putting on the furniture fair, but she did know that she would love to have a couch and a comfy chair to study in. Oh, and a frying pan. She wanted to cook her own food. So she went to the furniture fair, and there she met some really nice people. They did have a prayer before the furniture fair, but she was able to get her couch. They delivered it. They were real friendly and nice. She got chairs. And there she heard about a trip to Niagara Falls for the day. So she signed up for that trip. And she had a great day. She took all kinds of wonderful pictures. She met some new friends. And she found out that a ministry sponsored that trip. And she was a little surprised that she could have such a great trip, so peaceful and nice, even though it was sponsored by a ministry. And then on that trip, she got invited to a Bible study. And she was a little worried, though, because of her tension growing up at home. She was a little worried about fighting and tension at the Bible study. But her friends seemed really nice and really caring. And so she went to the Bible study, a little reluctantly, though. But she really enjoyed her chair and her frying pan and her couch. And so she came to Bible study. She met some new friends, and they were very kind to her. They're very caring. Some of them were even in her classes. And she also heard about the peace of Jesus and His comfort and His hope that He offers, and His love and His forgiveness. And as the semester went along, she felt more of that hope and that peace of Jesus. And now she had friends that cared for her. Even as the weather was changing and this unique thing called snow started falling, and life changed for Orissa. And she started to really believe in Jesus, and she started to have comfort and peace in Jesus that she had never felt before. And then after a few semesters of Bible study and going along, she found out that her dad was diagnosed with a heart problem. And so he was in and out of the hospital, and it was tough for her. And then into her second year, she thought she should go home and visit her dad and be with her parents. She went home after being away for a year and a half, and she got to see her parents, her brother and sister, and she, her dad was excited that she was being involved with the ministry, But her mom took it very badly, and so the tension started to grow a little bit at home, and it was tough to see her dad struggle with his health. After the month of Christmas break, she was going to go home, but she really didn't want to because her dad was so ill. But both her parents said, no, you need to finish your education, you need to go. And so reluctantly, she went back home. And as she came home, she started back with Bible study. But then her dad took a turn for the worse and went into ICU, came out, was in again. And it was a really struggling time for her parents and for her to being so far away. Well, then a few weeks later into the semester, we got a call that her dad had passed away and she was utterly heartbroken. But her friends from Bible study prayed around with her, prayed around her and was with her during that time. And we comforted her as best we could. She was able to fly home to Taiwan for the funeral. She came back and she finished her studies. But one of the things that she always said was that it was only her newfound love of Jesus, that hope that he gives us, and that care, that it was only through Jesus that she could get through that tough time with her dad. And she, at the end of the spring semester, she proclaimed that Jesus was her Lord, and that for the first time ever, that she had, even though she had had different religious experience, that she found that Jesus was her Savior and that she believed. And so as she graduated, she could have got baptized with us, but she said, you know, I want to go home and I want to get baptized in front of my family so that they can see how much important my faith in Jesus is. So praise the Lord, we have a new sister in Christ. She went home to Taiwan, got baptized. Her family was there. And thanks to social media, she is involved with the ladies' Bible study. She's leading a ladies' Bible study at her church in Taiwan. And a few of her family members have gotten baptized. So praise the Lord for that. And my prayer for you today and thought is that as life, you may be in one of those situations like John the Baptist or Orisa, really crushed and down and out. Or maybe you're coming out of one. Just to remember that Jesus is our Savior and that He is there for us in our darkest moments. He is our Savior. And that John the Baptist found comfort, Orisa found comfort in Jesus, and so can we, and so can you. And now with the peace of Christ, which transcends all understanding, guide your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.